Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, June 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Pro-abortion protesters again target the homes of Supreme Court justices. Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg threatens the airline industry. George Washington University caves to the woke mob. Belief in a higher power falls to a record low. Also ahead, charges that the Los Angeles County DA is partially responsible for the murders of two police officers. But first, pro-choice activists demonstrating outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Her house was pelted with fake blood, baby dolls. Protests are planned throughout the week by radical far-left outfits like Jane's Revenge and Ruth Sent Us. Congress authorized more security for the judges after a 26-year-old man was arrested with a gun outside the residence of Brett Kavanaugh in Maryland. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg meeting with airline executives in New York City. He had to drive there from D.C. after his own flight was canceled. The White House threatening action against the airline industry if the travel chaos continues. At least 15,000 flights were canceled or delayed since Friday. Southwest Airlines slashing another 20,000 flights from its schedule as they work to hire thousands of new employees. You may remember on April 1st of this year, I predicted this would happen under the Biden administration. Faculty at the George Washington University campus in D.C. folding to the PC police. The school will drop its nickname, Colonials, beginning next year. According to the administration, Colonials indicates, quote, a difficult legacy of racial injustice, unquote. Of course, that is hooey. Colonials were the fighting force against the British. Students and sports teams associated with George Washington U have been called colonials since 1926, so this is truly insane. Survey from Gallup finds 81% of the public believe in a higher power. That is down from 98% in 1969. Younger liberal Americans are the least likely to believe in God. 32% of folks under the age of 29 identify as agnostic or atheist. In a moment, two murdered police officers. Is the LADA responsible? Right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code BILL at checkout. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. More gross irresponsibility in the crime and punishment arena. Listen to this. Last week, two police officers were murdered in El Monte, California, by a convicted felon gang member. The officers, Joseph Anthony Santana, 31, and Michael Domingo Purides, 42, were responding to a domestic disturbance at the Siesta Inn Motel near East Los Angeles. The gang member assassinated both officers seconds after they entered his motel room, and that gang member was later killed by police in a shootout after the murders. The dead gunman, 34-year-old Justin Flores, was on the streets despite being charged for carrying weapons and drugs, a violation of his parole. Flores had previously served two prison terms for burglary and car theft. Flores should have been in prison, but District Attorney George Gascon's policies resulted in him being on the street. Now, a day before the murders, Flores's own probation officer filed a revocation hearing after the suspect allegedly assaulted his girlfriend. Instead of being arrested, however, in jail, Flores was allowed to stay on the streets by Gascon. Fallen officer's mother, Olga Garcia, says, quote, "I blame the death of my son and his partner on Gascon. Gascon will never know how I feel. He will never know how he destroyed our families. Crime is so high in California because criminals do not stay in jail long enough," unquote. Incredibly, Los Angeles County will pay for the funeral of the killer because he was shot dead by police. George Gascon came into office in December 2020. He was previously the district attorney in San Francisco. Gascon's office immediately stopped prosecuting the so-called three strike cases. That is, in California, if you are convicted of three felonies, you go to prison for life. The people voted that law in. But Gascon would not enforce it or even prosecute felons who came up before him for the third time. Now, if he had done the three strikes law, this Flores would have been in prison for life, where he should have been. On Gascon's watch in L.A. County, the largest in the country, homicides are up 34%, violent felonies 16%, property crime 7%, shootings 67% in L.A. County. A group called Recall, D.A. George Gascon, has collected 565,000 signatures, enough to put the recall on the ballot. So just like Bodine in San Francisco, Gascon is likely to be thrown out of office by the voters. But that is no solace to the families of the two police officers who are dead because of George Gascon. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can also pick up my new number one bestseller, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Millions of Americans are celebrating Juneteenth. The federal holiday marks the end of slavery in the United States. Here is the story. The Atlantic slave trade began in the 16th century when the Catholic Church would not condemn the practice of enslaving individuals. In 1514, Pope Leo wrote the following, quote, "The King of Spain can invade, capture, vanquish, and subdue all non-Christians wherever placed, and reduce their persons to perpetual slavery," unquote. Well, of course, that included most Africans who were not Christians. They didn't even know about the Pope or anything like that. So the edict kicked off a global slave trade between Europe, Africa, and the New World. The first boatload of captives arrived in North America at Jamestown, Virginia in August 1619. By the middle of the 18th century, slavery could be found in all 13 colonies and form the core of the Southern economy. In 1807, America had a population of 4 million slaves. Then Congress abolished the importation of new African slaves, but that law had absolutely no effect on the slaves already being held. By the end of the Civil War, which was fought to abolish slavery, more than 12 million slaves had been shipped across the ocean as cargo. On June 19, 1865, nearly 3 years after Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, Union soldiers finally arrived in Galveston, Texas to end slavery once and for all. Many residents in Texas were unaware the Civil War was over. And, of course, the slaves down there had no idea. 250,000 captives were freed by federal troops in Texas. The date marks the official end of slavery in North America. Texas began celebrating Juneteenth in 1979. 1 year ago, Congress passed a resolution establishing the date as a national holiday. And here's something else you might not know. The Atlantic slave trade is one of the most catastrophic events in human history. Four centuries, 15 million human beings from Africa shipped across the ocean. 3 million died during the voyage. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.